This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's a purple rain for 2018. Pantone has announced their color of the year, and it's ultraviolet. There are numerous meanings attached to the color choice this year, but the mystical, magical, celestial color is an amazing mix of blue and red. Purple is an interesting color in the garden. The tone is usually cooler, but depending on the depth of red mixed in, can warm it up. As for ultraviolet, it's definitely a cooler color. There are plenty of annuals that match this and some perennials too. The classic Jackmanni clematis comes to mind right away. Although it may be a deeper purple than Pantone's, but I'll take it. Arabella clematis is closer to ultraviolet. This scrambling variety is semi-herbaceous with non-clinging stems, which happily lay among your mature shrubs or cascade over banks and walls. It's a pretty ground cover. Balloon flower is another ultraviolet perennial hardy to zone 3. The closest cultivar is actually called sentimental blue. It grows to about 10 inches tall and 18 inches wide. I have pictures and more information on gardenbite.com of all these flowers. Then there's Nepeta, also known as catmint. Full sun to part shade, this zone 4 hardy purple beauty is so easy to grow, it'll take neglect. Do cats really like it? Yeah, they do. So, if you plant it, the strays may come. Oh, and there are alliums and salvia, passiflowers and lavender, and that's just some of the delights. I would suggest that you always plant in uneven numbers. The eye appreciates odd numbers. Frankly, I like odd people, but that's a whole other subject. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, or suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.